With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Singing the praises of his replacement atop the Democratic ticket, President Biden on Vice President Kamala Harris.
We've not only gotten to know each other, we've become close friends. She's tough. She's experienced. And she has enormous integrity. Enormous integrity.
Mr. Biden taking the stage late last night at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, closing out day one of the gathering that has been besieged by anti-Israel protesters outside the convention hall. SRN News White House correspondent Greg Clugston in Chicago has a preview of the convention's second day.
DNC organizers say today's theme is a bold vision for America's future. Featured speakers include Vice President Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, former First Lady Michelle Obama, and former President Barack Obama. As the Democrats meet here in Illinois, the Trump campaign continues to visit battleground states every day this week. Their focus today is on crime and safety. Greg Clugston at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
Also at SRNnews.com, Israel's military has recovered the bodies of six hostages taken captive by Hamas during the October terror attack on Israel that set off the war in Gaza.
The IDF said its forces recovered the bodies in an overnight operation in southern Gaza. Hamas is still believed to be holding around 110 hostages captured in the October 7th attack. Israeli authorities estimate around a third of them are dead.
And that's correspondent Tayshia Stevens. Secretary of State Blinken's current Mideast mission finds him in Egypt today. He's been trying to arrange a ceasefire and a hostage release deal between Israel and Hamas. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are 13 points lower. NASDAQ futures up 13 points. This is SRN News. If you want to work for the Harris campaign, you have some choices to make.
People applying to the Democratic presidential nominee's website are asked to select a preferred pronoun, and they're offered nine options. He and she are available, but you might also select Z, here, or who. In fact, it's not immediately clear what some of these words or non-words actually mean. Those who want to work for the Harris campaign also have the option of writing in a pronoun of their own creation, separate from all those others. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious organizations are taking Tim Walz to task for the restrictions he placed on them during the pandemic. Kamala Harris's vice presidential running mate is governor of Minnesota, and he shut down the state in 2020, including houses of worship. The Catholic League points out that Walz issued an executive order limiting churches to 10 persons per service, but he allowed up to 50 persons to go to malls, shops, and other retailers. This is SRN News. Missouri residents now will need proof of surgery or a court order to change their gender on driver's licenses.
Missouri previously required approval from a doctor to update gender on state-issued identification. The change follows protests earlier this month against a transgender's use of a woman's locker room at a suburban St. Louis gym. Several Republican state lawmakers had criticized the old process for updating gender on IDs. Keith Peters reporting.
A special commission tasked with investigating the deadliest mass shooting in Maine history is slated to release its findings today. The release will come after months of emotional, often tearful, public hearings. Maine Governor Janet Mills assembled the independent commission in the wake of the October 25th mass shooting carried out by an Army reservist. It killed 18 people at a bowling alley and a bar and grill in Lewiston. More details at SRNnews.com.